Roberto. We'll start in 1 or 2 minutes, giving other people a chance to come.
Desmond.
Shavuot.
Shavuot,
everyone. Hello. Shavuot. So, we can begin. If you don't know how to find the handout for the counting tonight, please let me know. And we'll begin with the Rishon Yehud. Rishon Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Urchimu Tchilu Beyachta L'shem Yud He Bevav He Beyichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim L'kayim Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer Lasot nachat ruach liyotzreinu v'lasot watzon boreinu. Vayehi noam adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konanehu. And we'll now we'll connect to some psalm verses.
Hello?
Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha Le'olam Aseh Yadicha El Terech Echra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay Dviya Evor Alayich Va'erech Mitboseset Bidamayich Vayomar lach bidamayich chayi vayomar lach bidamayich chayein. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohei Gedalta Meod hod v'hadar levashet Ateor Pisalma Mentet Mayim Chayira. And now for the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of the word Sefirat HaOmer, Samach and Hay, the gematria of 65, which is the same as the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hayom chamisha yamim la'omer. Today is day 5 of the counting of the Omer. The Or Panimi Harachaman, Hu Yachatir, Avodat, Beit HaMikdash, Limkoma Bincheira, Biyameinu. And we can all say Amen.
Amen.
We're going to now read the Menorah Psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word, and then we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach binginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yirakenu ya'er panav. Panav is a word that translates as his face. The first two letters can be the first letters of the phrase falling down. And the last two letters are the male letters from the name of God we call Hashem. Falling face letters have a gematria of 130, which represents a connection to Mount Sinai and the gift of the Torah. Utilize these letters to help balance you by connecting to the central time in your life called Torah. With the background noises and static, I'm going to be muting everyone's phone. If you have a question, feel free to ask it by unmuting your phone by pressing star 6. So utilize the light from Mount Sinai and the gift of the Torah to help you remain balanced during this period of the Omer. This period of the Omer is a period of excessive light, which may be wonderful if you have the vessel to handle that light. Unfortunately, most of us do not, and so the excess light causes us to become unbalanced. So utilize the consciousness of the Torah to remain balanced. Itanu selah v'ada'at ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha yoducha amim Elohim yoducha amim kulam ismechu. The letter Vav in the word Yismechu. Vav at the end of a word has the meaning of a personal pronoun, his. The letter Vav is a metaphor for a channel as well as the Torah. Utilize this channel called Torah to help bring you to balance today and to every day.
Firananu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu, Elohim, Eloheinu. Yivarkenu, Elohim, v'yiru oto, kol afsei aretz. And now we will say the Ana B'Koach, stopping at the appropriate letter. Anabekoach Gedulat Shemincha
Meditate on the Tav, which is the last letter of the Aleph Bet. Look at the Tav. It has a foot reaching to the left, which indicates that there is always a new beginning after every end. Utilize this consciousness to bring additional balance when you are feeling low. What do you do to bring your new beginning? This also is teaching us that it's not about the goals, but the process. Because you set a goal, and you achieve that goal. And then you set a new goal. So it's not about sitting back on your laurels, having achieved the goal. It's about what's next. Always looking forward. Except when you look back to learn. This is another form of balance. Tatir Tserura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Keva Vachamren. Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kashin. Bachem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamlen Petetresh Saritaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatecha Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geah Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. In the eighth verse we say in a whisper, the next step is to recognize the 42, which is 49 stops that the children of Israel made in the desert. The fifth journey is they left the Valley of Freedom and crossed the Yam Suf toward the desert. They then traveled for 3 days in the Etham desert and camped in Mara. And this journey is connected to the Tav in the first verse of the Anabakoah. Why is it connected to the Tav, this letter that is at the end, meaning a new beginning? Because crossing the Yam Suf, Yam is sea, Suf is end. The sea of ends, the sea of limitations that we have created for ourselves. We just have to break those limitations. We have to split the sea. This is the end, but it's also the new beginning. And this is also part of our maturation process as we move from our teenage years into full adulthood. It's completely crossing over from the pure inner world of water into the dry arid world of the desert. Moses had to coerce the Jews away from the Yamsuf, out in the Shur desert, where they traveled for 3 days without finding water. They didn't want to leave the insulated cocoon of the Yamsuf, only to be thrown into a harsh and hostile desert, one that leads us into a state of bitterness, which is the meaning of the word Mara. Yet leave we must. This is the purpose of our existence, to transform the wilderness into a divine sea. Because of their bitter waters, the place was called Mara. When the Jewish people came to Mara and could not drink the bitter water there, they began to complain. "What shall we drink?" they demanded. When Moses cried out to God, he showed him a certain tree. A code word, it's not trees. A certain tree, a code word for the tree of life. And Moses threw it into the water, and the water became drinkable. It was there that God taught them survival techniques and methods, and there he tested them. He said, "If you obey God and do what is upright in his eyes, carefully heeding all of his mitzvot and keeping all of his decrees, then I will not strike you with any of the sicknesses that I brought on Egypt. I am God who heals you." A very famous verse. "Ki ani Hashem Elofecha." I am God, your healer. The journey to Mara refers to the stage in our lives when we encounter a bitter experience, loss, disappointment, pain, sorrow, or illness. We then have two choices. Either we will complain because bitter and overwhelmed with anguish and grief, or we will learn to rise to the occasion and discover the deeper, powerful light and the sweetness that lays embedded within the dark and the bitter. Therein also lays the power of healing, the ability to sweeten the bitter and to uproot infection in its source. The Zohar compares the waters of Mara to the waters of the Sota, which is attested for adultery. After passing this test, Moses threw a tree, the tree of life, into the water to sweeten it. This tree is the tree of life, which is the Torah. How connected to the Torah are you? Do you desire greater connection to the Torah? In which way do you need to change yourself to connect more strongly to the Torah, the tree of life? As an unwritten commentary, we've been taught by our sages that what happened to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, and Joseph, and King David, what happened to them will happen to us as part of the testing, if we are ready for the Mashiach to arrive. So you will hear lots of people over these next 18 months, 20 months, even maybe in another year longer, always saying that it's happening, Mashiach is coming. But we first will be needed to be tested with the waters of the Sota. Have we been adulterous to Hashem? These are things to contemplate as you cleanse yourself through the counting of the Omer. Our next step is to count the actual Sefirah. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, Avdecha lispor sefirat haomer. Kedei letacharenu miklipotenu. Tumatenu mikimo shikatavta. Betorata huspartem lachem maharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviachem et omer ha-tenufa. Sheva shabbatot tamimot tihiyena mimaharat ha-shabbat ha-shavit. Tisafaru chamishim yom kidei shidyitacharu. Nafshot amcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein yehi ratzon. Milfanecha Hashem Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu shebizchut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yetukan ma shepagamti b'shefira. Chod shebechesed. Translation. Chod is majesty of loving kindness. Chod shebechesed. After saying this name of the Sefirah, stop and meditate on what is the meaning of this phrase. Here are some attributes that will help you. Always realize this, these lists are not complete. Hod means majesty, splendor, praise, appreciation, submission. Chesed, this whole week, we're in the frame of chesed. So what does appreciation of another's love look like? What does the majesty of another's love look like? What does the beauty of another's love look like to us? V'et aher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. And now we will connect to the Tzaddikim who left this day. Which is the 19th day. Excuse me. It looks like it's the 20th day. Let me double check that. Yes, the 20th day. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 20th day of Nisan. Rabbi Yecheskel Panei of Carlsberg. He was the son of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov of Moglonitsa. He was the son of Rabbi Elimelech of Lizansh, who was called a Tzaddik Nestar, a hidden tzaddik. And as I've been teaching, in my opinion, in this world today, in our generation, we only have tzaddikim nestar, concealed tzaddikim. The revealed tzaddikim have left in the 1990s and the early 2000s. And there are people who say that they know others who are now revealed. But it's not the same level, not the same consciousness. Rabbi Chai Bar Sheri Rav Geon, Rabbi Yitzchak Ori Dayan, Rabbi Yitzchak Dober of Liadi, He was the grandson of the Tzemach Tzedek. I believe that was the fifth rabbi of the Chabad organization. And our last step is to connect to this prophet. There are 55 prophets in the Book of Prophets. There are 48 male and 57 female. And Rabbi Drizin teaches that the prophet associated with Netzach, Sheba Chesed, is Aaron HaKohen Gadol, Aaron the high priest. Why do you think Aaron is connected to Chod Sheba Chesed? That's the end of our counting. Does anybody have any questions for tonight? Or on any subject? Class is tomorrow. There'll be a class at 10:30 West Coast time, which will continue our preparation for the holiday of the seventh day of Pesach, the splitting of the Yam Suf. Then at 8:30 Sunday night, we will count the Omer again. Monday, there will not be any classes because of the holiday. Tuesday, there are not any classes, although it is a minhag, a custom in the Kabbalists, to have the Feast of the Tzaddikim, the Feast of Mashiach. And it's primarily, on a physical level, a good time to clean up finish the last of your matzah. But I remind you to leave a little bit of matzah left over so that Pesach Sheni, during the month of Iyar, that matzah can be utilized for that purpose. Tuesday night and Monday night at 8:30, both nights we will count the Omer. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Wednesday night at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class, continuing where we needed to leave off this last week because it was a little bit confusing. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. At 8:30 Thursday, we will count the Omer. At 8:30 Friday, in Shabbat, we will count the Omer. Saturday at 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will have Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, another Zohar. In the new week, a new parasha, a new opportunity to connect the Zohar at that first light of the week. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Sunday morning, a week from tomorrow, we will continue our preparations for the holiday, for Rosh Chodesh of And the holidays that are in ER, which are quite numerous. And then we will start our new classes at 3 p.m. West Coast time. We will be starting a new physical class in Atlanta, but on the conference call also, a class on a series of classes on Lashon Hara, evil speech, how to avoid being part of it, and God forbid you find yourself part of it, how do you handle it? This will be a practical class, series of classes. So I bid Shavuot Tov to everyone, and hope you all have a peaceful, happy, happy week. Shalom.
Shalom.
Were we getting together at 6 p.m. or 12 a.m.?
You mean tomorrow?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
At 10:30 West Coast time, one class, and then at 8:30 for counting the Omer.
Okay, I have 12 a.m. here about splitting the water.
Yes.
Is that for the following Sunday?
No, it's for tomorrow, but we're not doing it as a group.
Oh, we're not.
No, the previous years I didn't get anybody coming. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Shalom.
Shalom.
You know the ritual. If not, we'll be discussing it tomorrow at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I remember certain things, but I don't remember everything exactly how we did that.
Well, but you do what you remember, and that's adequate for Hashem.
Okay. All right.
Take
so
care.
10 and 10:30, and then 8:30 at night, right?
Correct.
For the Omer. Okay. All right.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. No, Shabbat shalom. No, Shabbat. Shabbat shalom. Shalom. Shalom.